From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Senate has approved an omnibus spending bill that combines six appropriation bills to fund dozens of federal agencies through next September. When spending for mandatory programs such as Social Security and Medicare is included, the total price tag is just over $1 trillion. The vote was largely along party lines, with Republicans such as Arizona Senator John McCain sharply criticizing the measure.
Do not be surprised when the American people, less than a year from now, next November, rise up and reject this kind of behavior and practice of irresponsible spending.
McCain demanded that President Obama veto the bill, which McCain said is loaded with pork barrel spending. The president's top economic advisors say they expect to see the U.S. economy begin creating new jobs by next spring. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Senior White House economists predicted that the U.S. economy will resume creating jobs early next year. The head of the White House National Economic Council, Lawrence Summers, told the Sunday talk shows that he thought the unemployment rate would start to tick down by spring. His counterpart at the White House Council of Economic Advisers, Christina Romer, was slightly more optimistic. She said there could be job increases in the first quarter of 2010, though she was quick to add that there could be bumps in the road and the numbers could bounce around from month to month. Romer also said that while the recession was over in official terms, Americans wouldn't feel it was over until unemployment was back to normal. Normal unemployment in this country is about 5%. The jobless rate now is 10%. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Protesters rallied outside the U.S. Embassy in Copenhagen today, urging world leaders at the U.N. climate meeting to reach an agreement to combat global warming. President Obama will attend the climate talks later in the week. NPR's David Kestenbaum has more from Copenhagen.
Negotiators had the day off today, but some demonstrators still wanted to make their case. Police shut down roads near the U.S. Embassy this morning and were seen taking some people into custody. Rallies here have been largely peaceful, though. Signs around town read Copenhagen. In the evenings, a huge illuminated Earth-like sphere in the town center can be seen from blocks away. A photo exhibit highlights 100 beautiful places to remember before climate change destroys them. And alongside a popular shopping street is a sculpture of a polar bear skeleton encased in melting ice. Negotiators seem to be making progress on some items, including a fund that would provide $10 billion a year to help poor countries prepare for the consequences of climate change. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Copenhagen.
Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is spending the night in a hospital after being struck in the face with a statuette thrown by a man a few feet away. The incident occurred while Berlusconi was signing autographs in Milan today. He suffered a fractured nose, two broken teeth, and injuries to his lips. This is NPR News from Washington. Two civilian workers with the UN African Union peacekeeping force in Sudan's Darfur region have been released. They have been held captive since being abducted at gunpoint by militants in August. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he was deeply gratified to learn the two had been freed. Record numbers of new American-made cars are being imported into Canada. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Canadians are looking to the U.S. for better deals and more options on vehicles.
The North American Automobile Trade Association says more than 13,000 vehicles were imported by Canadians in November, bringing the year-to-date total to more than 112,000. The association says the number of American vehicles imported into Canada has now topped 100,000 for the fourth straight year. The agency Import Trader, which helps Canadians buy vehicles in the U.S., says there are two main reasons. The first is the lower prices south of the border. The savings can be quite significant, in some cases several thousand dollars. The second reason, the colors or options that consumers can't get in Canada. The possibility becomes even more attractive given that the Canadian dollar is almost at par with the U.S. greenback. Since the Canadian government introduced a program in 1995 to allow Canadians to import American vehicles, more than 1 million cars and trucks have gone north. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Global consulting firm Accenture is ending its sponsorship agreement with golfer Tiger Woods. In a statement, the company said Woods is no longer the right representative for the firm after what it called the circumstances of the last 2 weeks. Accenture becomes the first sponsor of Woods to cut ties with him altogether after he admitted to marital infidelity and said he was taking time off from golf to work on his marriage and his personal life. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.